I've never been in a lady's private chambers before.
You do surprise me.
Where do you think the family jewels are kept?
Dressing table? Maybe it's in a jewellery box.
Shh! What? I thought I heard something.
Maybe it's your imagination playing tricks with your heart.
No, wait. Listen.
I am the spirit of Sir Bobby Jameson and the embodiment of the curse of Ratanapura.
Bloody Nora! It's an actual real-life ghost!
Stay back, whoever you are!
The curse of Ratanapura will fall on whoever steals the diamond.
Oh, we weren't gonna nick it. Honest, it was just a loan.
Hang on, Rob. There's something not quite right about this. There's no such thing as ghosts.
The curse of Ratanapura will haunt your dreams. The curse will haunt your dreams.
I said there's no such thing as ghosts. You see?
It looked pretty convincing to me.
It could have been a projection. Anyone with an Entuka laser and a microstatic beam wedge could do it.
Yeah, and how many people in this century do you think would have those things?
Good point. Anyway, let's get this diamond and scram before we're caught.
Even after what the ghost said?
Rob, I've told you, there's no such thing. I don't know what it was, but I do know that if ghosts did exist, then they'd have better things to do than to hover around protecting people's valuables. Now we must find the diamond.
Cripes!
Looking for the diamond, are we, boys?
Sir James Padbury!
I think you two have some explaining to do.
This is not quite as I expected. Quite a lot has changed here. There's someone in the study. It's Lady Rosalind.
There are no such things as ghosts, my dear. No spirits or phantoms. It's a trap, that's all. My actions will be vindicated. You'll see.
Can I help you, sir?
Sorry, I was just looking for the cloakroom.
It's in the other direction, sir. Past the drawing room, along the corridor, and on the left just before the kitchens. Shall I escort you?
No, that's fine. I'm sure I'll be able to find the way.
The other direction, sir.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, I wonder who Lady Rosalind was talking to. This is all very strange indeed.
We got
lost. We were doing some dusting.
Come on now, fellas. I think this is what's known as a red-handed situation.
Okay. We came in here to find the diamond. But we don't want to steal it. We were just worried someone else might, so we thought we'd protect it.
Well, while we're here, let's take a look at the little shiner, shall we? I believe Lady Rosalind keeps it in a teak jewellery box her mother gave her. It's over here.
You know, maybe I've been adventuring for too long, Rob. Maybe all those schemes we foiled for alien warlords to take over the world have made me overly suspicious. But there's something wrong about all of this. Who flashes around a huge diamond, then leaves it in a room to be stolen, in an unlocked box?
Elton John?
You know, boys, I believe that neither of you are thieves.
Thank Crunchy! If only everyone was so open-minded when they catch us trying to pinch their crown jewels.
Why do you believe it, Sir James?
Well, you can't be thieves because someone has beaten you to it. The diamond, it's already been stolen.
But how?
We obviously weren't quick enough. Hey, we didn't take it, you know.
Well, of course not. I overheard you looking for it when I came in.
Well, that's blown a hole in the dinghy.
Well, it can't have been gone for long. I'm going to see what the other guests are up to.
Good luck.
very odd.
What, the diamond beast?
No, him. What was he doing in here when he found us?
I'm not going to find out anything sticking to the beaten track. I wonder what's in here. The kitchen's deserted, like the rest of the house. I think Rosalind must have been struggling for money more than she's letting on. It seems as if all the servants have been laid off. I wonder if...
Don't move another muscle, or I'll fill your skull with lead.
You think he was coming here to steal it himself and got beaten to it like we did?
No, I think he pocketed it just now when he opened the box and made out he'd be beaten to it.
Hell, I didn't think of that. But isn't he supposed to be Lady Rosalind's oldest friend?
I also overheard him telling that Barrington bloke that he had gambling debts. The creditors were on his doorstep, he said. People will do anything when they're desperate. I should know. That sounded like a gun!
Remember what I said? This is all too predictable. A theft and a death, I predicted. Well, we've had the theft.
And now the gunshots!
Rob, I think somebody's just been murdered!